So hi again, Susie.
Hi there.
So I've got a question for you. If this was the last day on Earth, what would you do?
Ooh, well, this focuses the mind into making the day really worthwhile. And actually, I think we should make every day really worthwhile, because that then adds up to the whole of our life. I was surprised when someone said to me, you know, what you do every day when you expand it and increase it and look at it across the whole of your life, perhaps you would make better choices about each day. And I thought, you're right. Every day, in the way I spend it, adds up to my lifetime. So I think I like the idea of thinking about what would I do if I just had one day left. And if I think about this, I'm thinking, who would I spend it with? I would spend it with people I love and people who make me feel good, actually. What I wouldn't be spending it with energy vampires or people who pushed my buttons or triggered me. I would choose to spend it with people that I can have a laugh with and be really happy with. And I think I'd like to spend the whole day laughing my head off and really making sure that minute by minute and moment by moment, I was having the best time that I could possibly have. That is how I'd like to spend my last day on Earth.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And if you do that every single day, you kind of can't go wrong, can you?
Well, I think, why wouldn't we do this every day? And what stops us doing it every day? Because if we only have one day left, we'd make damn sure that we enjoyed every moment of it. But really, why can't we do that as a way of life? I think we can. I think that we impose perhaps rules and regulations onto our life that aren't necessary. Why don't we spend every day just loving the whole thing? Eating what we want to eat and enjoying it and really imagining, you know, this could be the last time I eat this. I'm really going to appreciate it. I'm really going to feel gratitude and thanks. And I'm going to taste it in a way I haven't tasted it before. On a walk, I think I would do really simple things, by the way. I think I would go walking in nature. I would definitely be somewhere beautiful. I'd choose to be in a beautiful setting like a beach or on a lovely island or overlooking the sea, or beautiful plants and flowers definitely would be in the mix. And really, it's all the stuff I'm describing is free. And it's very simple, actually. It's not complex. It's very simple stuff. And it's probably all out in nature as well.
So I'm going to pose you a little bit of a challenge now, a series of challenges, actually, Susie. And you haven't got a day, you've got an hour.
Ooh, that is tough. I've got an hour. Wow, then I better make it really good. Okay, if I had an hour, it comes back into my feelings, how I feel inside my body. And I'd want to feel amazing for that hour. I'd want to feel really happy, really at peace. I wouldn't entertain any fear or concern or worry of any sort. I would be interested in feeling happy and grateful and peaceful. So I think if I had an hour, I would want to hold the hand of someone I love, definitely have my child with me, and definitely be out in nature watching some amazing birds, some beautiful, gorgeous natural thing going on around, and feeling the sunshine.
Right, now you know where this is going. You've now got a minute.
Oh, I've got a minute. Well, I think it's important to say some stuff and let people know how much I love them. And if I had a minute, I think I'd go within and feel amazing for that minute and just really enjoy being me.
Right, so you've got that minute. Now, this is, you've got longer than a second to do this, but what would you do with that last second?
Smile.
You did it in a second. Fabulous. So you're going to go out smiling.
Yeah.
And you know what, on that note, I think we're going to leave everybody, because that's just such a fabulous way to finish this interview.
Great.
Thank you, Susie.
Thanks, Tom.